India Black and the Shadows of Anarchy by Carol K. Carr.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue.
"It's a damned shame,"
proclaimed Lord Wickard, Earl of Ebchester, and a power in the land,
"when a fella can't feel safe in his own country."
He glared at his companions, who, having just finished an eight-course dinner by Francois, the frog chef at the Albion Club, were now meditating upon the mellowness of the port and the age of the Stilton provided by the same establishment. The Earl drew vigorously on a Romeo y Julieta and breathed smoke on his fellows.
"A damned shame,"
he reiterated, more forcefully this time, for the sake of old General Woodcliffe, who was deaf as a post.
"What the devil is the government doing letting in all these bloody foreigners? They're a menace."
The men round the fire stirred themselves to mutter pensively. General Woodcliffe stroked his magnificent moustache and said,
"Venice? Venice? Lovely town and all that, what with those juice-rod boats and those grenadiers with the funny hats poling them along."
You mean gondoliers, corrected one of the diners.
"Impractical design, of course," added the general. "Hate to attempt a landing under fire in those tubs." Anarchist.